Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The International Women of Courage Award recognizes women from around the globe who have demonstrated exceptional courage, strength, and leadership in advocating for peace, justice, human rights, gender equity and equality, and the empowerment of women and girls in all their diversity, often at great personal risk and sacrifice. This year's first recipient is Benafsha Yacoubi. Although she now lives in exile, remains a tireless advocate for Afghans with disabilities. Fawzia Karim Feroze is a Bangladeshi Supreme Court advocate who has fought for the rights of marginalized groups for more than three decades. In Belarus, Volha Harbuvana is a human rights defender who has dedicated her life to advocating for the rights of women and other marginalized groups in Belarus. Ina Jusic from Bosnia-Herzegovina advocates for the social and legal visibility of children born of rape during war and against the associated social stigma. Myintsu Nguyen is a Burmese criminal defense lawyer who champions the rights of marginalized communities in Burma. Martha Beatriz Roque Cabello is a Cuban political dissident and leading proponent of human rights and religious freedom in Cuba and has founded and led human rights and democracy organizations. Award recipient Fatima Corozo is a youth advocate in Esmeraldas, Ecuador's most violent city. As Gambian parliamentarians currently debate repealing the 2015 ban on female genital mutilation and cutting, Fatou Balde, a survivor of FGMC, is advocating to protect women and girls from such mutilations. Fariba Baluch is a London-based Iranian human rights activist. As a result of her activism, Iranian authorities have threatened her life and detained her son and brother in Iran. Rina Ganoy of Japan took on the issue of sexual harassment against women in the military. Raba Alhamar from Morocco successfully fought to obtain recognition for her traditional marriage to spare her daughter a life of marginalization as an undocumented child. Agadir Atuher is a renowned journalist, lawyer, and social justice activist who advocates for human rights, public accountability, and the rule of law in Uganda. The Madeleine Albright Honorary Group Award went to nine women who were among the 222 political prisoners released from prison in February 2023, and the many other Nicaraguan activists who continue to fight for democracy and human rights. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, the United States stands with every woman of courage working to build greater stability, greater equality, and greater opportunity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.